Well, I'm Kenneth Ingram. I'm here today to interview Sally Sumter of Wimble Primary School, Executive Headmaster, who was leaving in the summer of 2015. Sally, would like to ask you a few questions. There's not a lot. what qualification did you get when leaving school?
When I left school, I left school with A-levels and then came to Beckett Park, City of Leeds and Carnegie College, as it was in those days, and spent 3 years there in Leeds and never went back. Got married and stayed here.
All right. Could you please tell me a little bit about the subjects you taught in your early years of teaching?
Yes, well, in primary school, you teach all the subjects, but I did a lot of music teaching. And I was very, very lucky when I was a girl that my mother actually paid for me to have piano lessons, which wasn't normal. You know, I know I was very lucky. Unfortunately, you know, I used that in my career and still do. And that's been absolutely fantastic. And so I did teach a lot of music. In fact, when I first came to Windmill, I was teaching every class music, which was quite a challenge.
What year was that?
I came here in 1997.
Right. What have you loved most about being head of such a fantastic school?
Oh, the job is so wide and varied. And there is so much going on in not only in this school, but in this community. Absolutely lovely things, but also some challenging things as well. So every day is very different and you get involved in so many different things. It's certainly not like a job where you just go to the office every day. It's far, far more interesting than that.
Okay, thank you. What do you think your biggest achievements are since being head at this school?
We have managed to stay right on top of the standards agenda, which is imposed by government. Rightly or wrongly, you have to go with it, and we've managed to do that, and all our children achieve exceedingly well. But for me personally, two huge events. One was in 2007, taking over Low Road Primary and becoming a federation, which was very, very new at the time and certainly hadn't been done in Leeds before. And we found our own way through that and brought about very positive changes for both schools, but actually for Low Road in particular. And the other, which is a highlight, is when we started the music programme called In Harmony, which was 3 years ago. And we changed our school name to Music Federation, and the whole place is just full of music and lots of lovely things going on because of that. So I'm very proud of both those things.
Okay, thank you. Just one or two more personal questions. What's your favourite food and drink?
Oh, my favourite food and drink. Wow. Oh, anything with chips is really good. drink, well, I don't really drink cocktails and things like that, but a nice glass of wine is always welcome.
Okay. If you could go anywhere in the world for a holiday, which you might not have been already, where would it be and why?
Oh, I've always wanted to go to Canada.
Right.
And I have been fortunate enough to go to America and New York and the East Coast because my daughter was married to an American, so we did visit there. But I'd love to go to Canada, and mainly because I'm very fond of gardening and, you know, anything to do with natural history. And I think it would be a great place to visit, especially in the autumn. So that may well be on the agenda when I've retired.
Is autumn when it's not that cold, that it's 30 degrees below freezing?
I don't think it's too bad, but right. Certainly the autumn colours are really spectacular, and to have a train journey across Canada sounds like a really good holiday to me.
Okay. When you do retire, Sally, have you any interests or hobbies you hope to catch up on?
I plan to do a lot more music because I'll have the time. I used to be an art teacher as well. I did teach art, and I haven't done any of my own artwork for a long time. So that would be something I'd like to go back to. But I have five grandchildren, all aged five and under, so I'm going to be busy with them. I already see them a lot, but I will be looking after them for several days a week. So I don't think there'll be a great deal of time for a lot of extra things.
Okay,
That'll keep me busy.
finally, before we conclude the interview, is there anything you would like to add to the interview which I might not have already asked you?
I think really that I would like to say that working in a school like Windmill and Low Road, it isn't just a job. You know, it isn't like coming to work, doing the job, and then going home. Because you're so involved with children and families and community and their lives, you're just so part of everything that's going on. You kind of almost live it with people. And we've had some lovely, lovely moments, some very sad moments as well. But this community is a very strong community that works very well with the school. And it's that strength that's always been so helpful to me. And people make it very clear that they support the school and the things that I've done over the past 18 years. And so that's lovely. That's a job well done, I think.
Well, thank you, Sally, for allowing me to interview today. I'll let you know when it goes on the website, and hopefully include the audio recording as well.
Okay.